Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and I'm here with Keith and Hemda for another week. Hello, Keith and Hemda.
Hello.
Hello, thank you.
How are you?
I'm well. I just finished writing my stand-up.
Oh my gosh, you guys. This just in. Mm-hmm. Breaking news. Beep, 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 beep. Keith has finished writing his stand-up.
Now I'm ready to perform it.
Memorize it first.
Okay. I was thinking of printing it, handing it out, and you make it your own.
That sounds like pretty good.
And people come up, they perform 5 minutes, people in the audience, right? Honestly, like a classroom.
That would be kind of a fun experimental theater experience.
Keith O'Malley and Friends.
I mean, if you can't memorize it, it looks like we have a backup plan.
This is a good idea.
Yeah, if you need me to understudy for you, I can definitely learn.
I need you to understudy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I'll do it in a separate room. I'll do the same stand-up.
All right.
In a separate room.
Somebody goes in the wrong room looking for a bathroom.
Yeah, and then if you mess up, it can be like, okay, camera one, cut to Bianca, and I'll shave my head for the event.
Thank you.
And I think if I did that, we would honestly look exactly the same.
I see it. Well, you're part of Keith and the Girl Week anyway.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm so honored. Listeners, I'll be there. I'll see you there. I'm going to be on the same team as Andrea.
Do you think you guys have a chance?
Well, I don't know if Keith remembers, but when me, Julia, and Andrea competed against him in Silent Trailers, we did win.
That's true.
Do you remember that, Keith?
I don't live in the past. I remember 9/11. That's really it.
So I think what had happened during that matchup was that I got about 4 correct answers.
That's a lot.
And Julia got 1 and Andrea got 1. Mm. So I don't know what my odds are. I can't tell. I hope she's been studying.
What's your genre of choice? Because you guys are going to get to pick the genre.
Probably like rom-com or like, I don't know, can Mary-Kate and Ashley movies be a genre?
Oh my God, I'm writing that down.
In New York, in Europe, in Paris.
Because I know my shit when it comes to the Olsen twins.
I'll study up.
Maybe there should be like a cartoon thing, but here's the thing. I call cartoons and animations and all that stuff the same. And one time Keith caught me on it. I'm like, it's a cartoon. And at the end, he didn't get it. And at the end, he goes, it's an animation. I'm like, I don't just know it's not
my
humans.
God, Mr. Pixar lamp over here. Cheekers. Well, you know, we'll see. Christian seems like he's really ready to rock and roll.
He's sick. Like that's, we just did one on the show with him. Well, you know, and it was, I don't know what to say to everybody. If this is a sweep, what happens? We need to figure that out.
It's very exciting. By the way, for the record, I wouldn't have said cartoons and animations are different. It had to be something different. That's just funny, her example.
I'm pretty sure, but okay. I can't be too sure, to be honest.
It's sort of like the difference between a shark and the Meg, you know?
See, I don't even know, so sure.
All right.
This is our host we're talking about, Hemda.
How's it going to work? Did we talk about that? Like, are the trailers going to be projected somewhere for the audience to
yes,
see?
Yes, I'm even getting a projector. The venue has a projector, but I don't like where they project their stuff, and they can't change that. So I'm getting a projector. It might be like on the wall next to me. Well, no, for you can't say that it'll be on the wall so that one of the people can see it, and for the other one, it might be on the back wall, but I'm figuring all that stuff out.
So how are we going to prevent ourselves from turning around and looking at it?
Oh, you will automatically be disqualified from the whole game.
How do we stop? Have you thought this through?
What if, for example,
you know what we should do? Like at 30 seconds, you're allowed to look. Because
just for 1 second, like a snap your head and just take a peek.
Maybe for Andrea, you're allowed to look every time.
You know those cycling glasses with a little mirror on the edge? Are those allowed?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say I have keys to the studio. I come in the night before. Is this allowed?
Watergate.
Right. I got my eyes on you.
All right, last week.
Yes.
The Beehive with Will Cope.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What a sweetie.
So, of course, we got him from Courtney McGinnis mm-hmm. because everybody who's booked this month up until the April shows is part of the Keith and the Girl Week lineup. So they are with Narcissistas, who are going to play You Can't Say That. And so it's the first time we met him, the first time we interacted. And our audience fell in love. We fell in love. He's super easy, super wonderful, super funny.
Just like a positive, yes, I'm going to listen, I'm going to hear you, I'm going to respond, mm-hmm. you know?
And people love that Beehive dirt also.
Yeah. Well, I was thrilled that you guys finally talked about Beyonce. Mm. How long do I have to work here before you'll bring her up? It's like I've been waiting for years. Rude. Years. I love her. It's like, when they ever ask me
right.
about the Super Bowl performance?
What'd
I have
think?
Takes. I have hot takes.
Do you think it was rude of her to kind of mock the old band with
yes,
those lazy
and
moves?
It was the best. She's the best. She's honestly the best.
Was there any news article about that? About the other women saying, oh, fuck you.
No, they know their place. It's like the type of thing where you know that she's the leader and you're like, thank you, Beyonce.
But you didn't have to mock me.
Yeah, they're fine with it. They okay. wouldn't be anywhere without her.
Right.
You know?
And her parents.
But you think they said that to each other in private? And they're like, you know, we wouldn't be anywhere without her anyway. So let her spit on us.
I don't think it was really spitting on them, though.
Okay.
I think they were into it.
Into it.
Maybe that's why she's the main performer, because that's them looking into it. Like, that's them putting their full out. She still dominates them.
Yeah, I don't think it's nice. And I would tell any of those ladies I was dating that.
If you were dating Kelly or Michelle, mm-hmm. you'd be like, don't let Beyonce push you around.
I'd say there's nothing we can do about it, but I don't think it was very nice.
But you know what? We're survivors.
And I wouldn't even mention a song that Beyonce's in.
I think they'd be like, Keith, I know we're in love, but I just performed at the Super Bowl halftime show. I don't know if you know that.
It was great. It's just a shame she had to kick you when you were down. Let's go watch Freddy versus Jason.
All right.
You know?
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is.
What do you want for takeout? Quesadillas with steak and shrimp again?
And I'd say, no, it's your day. What would you like?
She'd probably say, I'd like to go date Beyonce if possible. Anyway, I had a great time listening to you guys talk to Will about fashion and you and his sneakers and being gay and being submissive, being dominant, going to steakhouses while queer, going to steakhouses and doing fashion mm-hmm. as a gay person with dinner, you know, all of mm-hmm. it.
It's crazy what we talk about. Very taboo subjects.
Well, his theories on why straight people dislike gay people.
Why was that?
Oh, that was really fascinating. He was saying that, you know, it's misogyny.
Oh,
and
yeah, of course.
Hating the effeminate. And also something about like, and I'm butchering his exact wording, obviously, but something about how like, a straight man might feel threatened by a gay man because all of a sudden he's the object of the sexual lust mm-hmm. of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of flipped.
Yeah, but we should welcome it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gay women, men should women just, you mean?
Yeah, gay men should just walk around telling straight men to smile. See how it feels. I don't know. What? I'm just saying smile.
Yeah, what? You look sad.
Yeah. Why are you hitting me?
Mm-hmm. So you guys didn't have fun at your steak dinner.
No, we had fun.
We had fun. It's just I'm over the bad attitudes of these waiters.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always have fun at the dinner, but we are wondering that there's not that service that you expect. Right. Like when you're dishing out like specialty dinner money, mm-hmm. I want them to be like, so glad you're here.
Right.
You know, what else can I get you? They were like, here's your shit.
Right.
What? This steak cost what?
It's always just, you know, thrown on the table. And to point it out, we're probably one of the less expensive tables.
We're probably the least expensive.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And the bill's at least $250. The tip's $50. And it's like, for what?
Yeah.
Not even the money. I know we're being fucking ridiculous with the money. But the waiter could care.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And that's honestly, like, if most people, when they go to a regular restaurant and are having a nice meal, like not these steakhouse prices, they will reach $200 because they're drinking. So it's very easy to rack up like $50 with an appetizer, a dessert, a main entree, and a couple glasses of wine. I went to a show the other night. It was Lower East Side, basement of a place. I was with Louisa, and she bought a drink. It was $17.
Yeah.
We were in a fucking dive bar in the basement.
That's pretty expensive.
$17?
Was there strawberry?
I can get a whole, like, 3 days worth of groceries in Trader Joe's.
Did it come with any snacks?
It wasn't even like a mixed drink. It was, I forget what she drinks, like whiskey or something.
Okay. Oh.
So it was just on the rocks or whatever.
Small batch.
Crazy.
Or whatever. I don't know much about booze.
I don't know anything about it. It's brown. She drinks brown liquid. Okay. I should probably know, but.
Whatever.
Crazy.
I had a horrible service experience in a restaurant the other day. I got crazy sauce shamed by my waitress. And
that seems unnecessary.
I was a waitress for many years. So this is what happened. We got fries. And so I got some chipotle mayonnaise for dipping. Mm-hmm. Delicious. We're doing fries, dipping. We're doing eating. We're doing fun friendship. And then I'm thinking, hey, like the sauce to fry ratio is looking a little off. Actually, excuse me, would you mind bringing us another ramekin of this?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
She says to me, are you serious? You still have so much left. And I was like, I didn't even say anything. Right. I was just looking at her like with a puzzled look. And then she goes, it's just I throw so much of that away and it breaks my heart.
No, she did not.
So if you think you're going to eat it all, then yeah.
It's mayo.
And I was like, I didn't even say anything. And then she didn't bring it. And it was just the most awkward thing to ever happen. It's like, it's not, no.
Right.
You're here to give me the food that I order, not... Right. Don't police, don't be a sauce fascist.
And then how did you teach her a lesson? 25%?
Yes, exactly.
God. It does suck, like, because I will always tip 20%. And it's just, why am I paying that?
I just was boggled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I've been her, and right. I would never do that.
Right. By the way, if fucking mayonnaise breaks her heart, wait until she goes out there. Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
Wow.
Get on the apps. Really get your heart broken.
Yeah. Go Netflix and fuck up.
Okay. Anything else about that app?
No.
Okay. The Dirt with Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
A little Hemda and Kyle gang up on Keith action. A little dynamic, shifting, you know.
Keith hasn't had his day already.
Whose side are we on? Who's on whose side?
Oh, it's never Keith.
Very, like, you know, the tension builds and the listening audience is like, who do I trust?
I know. Hemda's putting out this poison and it's getting to sweet Kyle. And
you're like, Hemda, shut up. She likes me.
Right. How'd it go for you, Keith?
Well, you know how women have to do. They see the boyfriend, they have to attack.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what was happening. Hemda's like, I have to destroy Keith in front of his new girlfriend.
Sure. Yeah. How else do we bond?
To show dominance.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's a good point.
Or to know that, like, if shit hits the fan, you know, like in an apocalyptic situation, Hemda has Kyle's back.
I mean, what's Keith going to do in the apocalypse?
I don't know. He has bad knees.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Everyone at the campsite was very concerned about him making an egg, but now the apocalypse is here. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to take Kyle and her lasagna.
No, but Keith, I'm 100% with you. No dog attacks ever.
That's ridiculous. Going overseas, letting a dog jump on you, and then 100% of people I know that did it came back with broken skin. No. Stand up for yourself, people. It doesn't make you brave, like I'm just said.
Right.
It doesn't make you brave because you're following an order when you're not in the military. Mm-hmm.
I like your take of fighting the sergeant.
I'm not just being a baby. I'll fight a sergeant for sport.
I'll go on a mission.
I'll go on a mission. Give me a helmet.
Give me a reason.
That's all I need.
USA.
But there's no point with this. You let a dog bite you. Yay.
No, I'm with you.
Right.
And also, I stand by what I said previously, which is that it would hurt my feelings so much to perceive that a dog was mad at me for no reason.
Right.
I'd be like, why? Yeah. We're pals, you know, man's best friend.
I'll have like tea or something with the dog. Yes. Whatever it does.
I'll pet it.
I'll pet it. We'll jump over stuff. I bet they do that.
Oh, yeah. That might be fun.
Yeah, let's jump on stuff.
Let's go find drugs together, dog.
Yeah, let's go find bombs.
Yeah.
Sniff them out.
But let's bite each other?
No.
It's not teaching trust.
Put the pads on the dogs. Let me bite the dog.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I attack you.
See how they like that?
It's just a shame what's going on out there. You know?
Because the flag still stands for freedom.
I watch all those dog war movies, by the way. So I don't need to be playing games.
Here's the thing, though. Which
I respect them.
I don't know if we mentioned this on the show or not, but they are not only asking the dudes if they want to have this dog take them down, they're convincing them and calling them pussies, basically. But this dog and this padding is supposed to block anybody from training, and it's not a dude's army. So they're not convincing Kyle. They're not convincing Liz. They're only shaming the men. But if it's so safe and so okay and it's just an exercise, then shame the women too.
I agree. Shame everyone.
Yeah, that's feminism. Shaming across the board.
Make sure everyone gets hurt by a dog. That's the only way to equality.
We asked the audience, while wearing protection, padding, would you allow a military canine to attack you for fun? Right now, we're at 13% say yes. I'm pleased to hear that. I thought it'd be much higher. They are taking what I'm saying seriously. We have to put an end to this barbarianism.
Yeah, I do think that I thought more people would say yes because I think in my stupidity, I would say yes because I thought, like I said on the show, I thought I could be kissed by a dolphin. I'm running away from that. But no, attack me with a dog. Sure. I'm comfortable. I don't even like when I'm not good at when a regular dog jumps up at me. I'm like, but yeah. Go ahead. Attack me from behind too. So I don't see it coming. I just hear it, start crying. Great idea.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know about any of it,
Keith. Oh, really? I thought we got somewhere.
Well done with Christian Finnegan.
Mm-hmm.
More meat talk.
Yes.
Let's not cook it too much,
right?
People. Let's cook it as little as possible.
Say that again for the people. Now, again, you were trained. You understand about food, serving food. The list goes on. Let them hear that again.
Don't cook it too much, just enough so it's safe.
Right.
Well, it was really nice to see Christian. We've known him for like over 20 years now. Yeah, so that's cool. But he came in a little behind the scenes thing. He looked depressed, completely bummed out, not into it. And he even mentioned it. He was like, you know, I will completely turn on the show. Like before we said anything, before we looked at him weird or were wondering about it, he's like, don't worry, I'm just having like a weird morning, but I will turn on as soon as the mic's gone. But then we started chatting and everything was lifted. Like we all got in a better mood. He was in a better mood before he even started. He was in a better mood when he left. And he's one of the people who I think because we know him for a longer time, we get a little bit more information. He's once said he always writes after he comes on Keith and the Girl because I think you're like workshopping and rapid firing like the jokes because Keith brings up a topic and you're like, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, and then it kind of like gets that juices flowing. So it works for him. So that makes me feel good.
We saved him.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I agree.
Well, I was just thrilled that you didn't get in a fight with him.
Yeah, me too.
I was so.
I've said it before. I'm like, I'm not going to get into a fight with Christian.
My Al-Anonic brain was like, don't argue with Christian.
There's an Al-Anonic thing where, and this is so weird when you hear it without the context of a bunch of meetings and some time in the program. There's a response that you can have, like, because you're always arguing with people, like, you want to be right, you want to steer people into the good direction, you always want to have control, like, that kind of thing. And so they tell you to go, you might be right. And that's it. Just fucking walk away.
But how are they? How would Christian know your opinion on Melissa McCarthy?
Exactly.
You got to let that go. It must be work.
And it's weird to call these sayings, but there's another saying, how important is it? So before you decide that you need to argue with Christian Finnegan, how important is it?
Right. But also as a listener, if you're having anxiety because Hemda and Christian Finnegan disagree about something, maybe check yourself into a meeting, you know, if you're like really upset.
That's true.
Going back, by the way, to the red meat, we put the poll up. Do you order your red meat? Well done. 10% do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Right.
But I'm disappointed 10% of the time by 10% of the people.
That's true. It fits.
It fits. The math adds up, you know?
Just do yourself the favor. I don't even want Bianca to throw you when she says, just cook it enough so that it's healthy. Because that's going to throw them. They're going to think red or pink isn't healthy.
You could eat it raw.
Right.
Tartare. I mean, it takes a certain preparation, but you can just flash like 1 minute on each side and you're still going to be safe.
Like, you have to hear that me and Henda go to a steakhouse and go, why? It's not that good. Do you know what I mean? Because you're eating charcoal.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I look at my parents, older. And so that means all their life, they never got to enjoy meat. Oh, they don't know.
They never got to enjoy anything.
If they tell their friends like, I like a good steak. Like, you wouldn't know. Good steak. You just made up a word that you have no idea about.
They eat steakums.
Right.
What about burgers?
Go medium also. Go medium at the most.
I like medium. I like medium because I have to admit, like, when I see the red, it's too raw for me. But medium is like, hey, you hit it with something.
When you order well done, don't you always hear that? I do. When Kyle does it, the waiter always, always goes, well done. Because I have to verify that.
Yeah, at the last restaurant I worked at, there was a note under the burger that said only served juicy pink. Mm. And people would very occasionally ask for it well done.
I would respect that. Even though I'm not into the pink, I would respect it as pink and I would eat it.
And I would have to say, well, I can have them make it a little less pink. And so
like
I would
fuchsia.
Write a note in the computer, less pink. Or if somebody was pregnant, they could have it well done.
But in general, we like to hurt you.
Yeah.
we aim to lawsuits
so
in
delicious.
General, but it's worth it.
So delicious.
Yeah. Come on, people. Respect yourself.
Yeah. Gronk also. Mm-hmm. You talked about him.
Robbie Gronkowski.
So sad he's leaving.
Yeah. Him and that Tom Brady made a great team.
Yep.
Were we nervous?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's getting up there.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's still pretty good. I don't know if you remember Super Bowl champions.
I remember any given Sunday, and that guy was 62. So once in a while, they could be up there in age. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I can't believe that I'm the same age as Rob Gronkowski. Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird when you become 30 and like lots of people in the public eye are 30. You're like, that guy's the same as me?
We're both from God's image, huh?
No.
Okay.
No. It's like a different species.
Have you, being a big Patriots fan,
mm-hmm.
have you seen Rob Gronkowski's stand-up? He's a Showtime special.
No, I haven't. But I really liked your rendition of it.
Yeah, it's a little...
About his tight end and his tight end. And
he's like, a woman sees me in the grocery store and she's like, hey, Rob, I want to get with you. And I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble again. So I make a line to the left and I sip away. And then he gives 10 more examples of this. My manager wants to talk to me. I don't want to talk that day. So I do a quick route to the right and I'm out of there.
Spin no. move, stiff
yeah.
arm.
Yeah.
I just remember seeing like on ESPN some interstitial little documentary thing about Rob Gronkowski's mom because she had three sons who all play football. and they all like drank, you know, that thing where like the Rock's diet, where like he eats 40 chickens a day and 99 pancakes. And it was just this tired woman like holding 5 gallons of milk and being like, I don't know how this happened. Right. And they come in, they like pick her up and throw her. She's like, I didn't do it on purpose. They were so small before and now. So much money and food cost. I was like, I can't even imagine creating human beings that large. That's got to be friggin' insane.
The Thanksgiving dinners?
Yeah.
They each have their own table.
Yeah.
That's my table.
Disturbing. Moving briskly ahead, God Made Me with Calvin Cato, another delight.
Oh my God, every time he's in my presence, I'm like, yes, this was a good choice. I'm having so much fun. He's so honest. He's so easygoing and he's so sweet.
He is a real sweetie.
Yeah. And he has edge. Like he has like really shitty, you know, jokes that are fucked up and he's just sweet. Like I just believe everything he says.
I enjoyed when he was telling me why Green Book was problematic and not to tell people that I enjoyed it. And then I figured out I can tell. Wait a minute. Did you see it?
No. Me? See it? No.
Like, oh, okay.
But I took his advice. Don't see it.
There you go.
What do you think of that in general as Green a Book? Practice? No. So, the person who says, no, that's terrible. Don't do it. But they don't first disclose, I haven't seen it, but.
You can start with you haven't seen it.
But if you don't.
Well, ultimately, you should start with how you like your meat done. Then I know how to take the topic seriously from you or not.
You should have like a list of litmus questions for every new person you meet. Like just a survey. See where we stand.
See where the goof meter is.
From the get-go. Right.
Are they trying to trick you?
Yeah.
Things like that.
Probably.
That was a little trick and probably and most often. I see the movie. I'm in and out in 2 hours. Some of these people, though, they spend more time reading about the movie than it would take to actually see the movie. They read about the movie, form these secondhand opinions, and go off of them, where it's like, just see the fucking movie. Then be passionate about what you think.
Yeah. I mean, I understand not wanting to pay for it, but there's a lot
of... Pay for an independent movie and sneak into the other one across the hall.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
You have to do some vigilante stuff if you want to have an opinion.
Yeah, I'll still see a Woody Allen movie, but I've never paid for one yet.
Make friends with someone who works at the theater. Always go through the back. Buy extra popcorn for him.
Actually, my coworker gave me a free AMC movie ticket because he did not want me to pay to see Green Book.
So I was right.
That's how you do it.
So, yeah. Heavy Bible. This is on my notes. Heavy Bible / heavy table. Mm-hmm. Things going bad in churches. People getting crushed. Bibles are fine, though. But the kid is scarred by a table. He's dead.
Yeah. Hemda brought up the point, like, maybe God must have known the kid was a demon. And as a parent, you must go.
So funny.
Probably so. What do I know, right? Or... you leave the church because the whole thing's a scam if God can't protect a kid in there. Or what? What are your other choices?
I like good looking out, God. That kid was probably up to something. Yeah. Thank you. Really dodged a bullet. Right. I don't know.
Hey, he's got a reason for everything.
My faith is even stronger.
What? He was about to get very painful cancer. Boom, something landed on him. He's a superstar.
He's like, how do you want me? Right. You keep
he's up
me,
there having fun with God.
You tell me to stop these things, and I did.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not getting cancer. He's never going to have pain, and we're partying in heaven.
Nice.
And then as the parent, you think, ooh, that kid was a better human than me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because God took him to celebrate.
Don't you love a happy ending?
I would just walk around tables like, when is it my turn for the good news?
Also, speed dating. Calvin hosts that. Is that it? I don't think that's. I mean, write in. Okay, write in if you've had success at speed dating. It just seems like pure gimmick to me.
Me too, and I'm going to do it, and I'll tell you why.
Oh,
number one. Well, I actually think that I wouldn't like the dudes that go on these things, but I am going to keep an open mind because if I'm a person who normally wouldn't do it, blah, blah, blah. I bet it's a bunch of people going like, I don't know, I thought I'd give it a try, you know, across the board. But here's the thing. The challenge is you get 5 or 6 minutes with each person. The first 5 or 6 minutes of any conversation are really awkward and difficult to navigate. So here I am getting 10 chances to start a 5-minute conversation. So I think that's a really interesting way to go about it.
Batting practice.
Yeah. Like I'm dating without having to set the schedule for 10 people and like, you know, narrow them down. Like, you know what? Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled
She's messes. Doing it like a producer. She's like, how would this be efficient?
You're not going to feel guilty laughing at a table with somebody and you just weren't laughing at the table 5 feet away from you?
No, get your shit together.
Okay.
I don't have to laugh at your shit.
All right.
Fuck out of here.
Okay.
No, and I thought about it because that guy brought a CD. I'd be like, oh, why'd you bring the CD? I had a whole conversation with the dude who, did he say this on the show? One of the guys who came brought like a pro, like his music
to
everybody.
He's also thinking like a producer.
Yeah, he can go fuck himself literally because everyone was pissed off. So I'd be like, oh, why'd you bring that? And he's like, oh, it's my music. I had this whole conversation in the shower with him in my head. and he starts promoting and I'm like, no, I know that you get to promote it. Where am I going to put this? Is this a CD? Do you find that people have CDs? Here I am already arguing.
Oh my God.
But
next, okay. Bye.
But I won't argue and I won't be a dick about it. And I won't be like, this is just experimental for me. I really genuinely want to have a 5-minute conversation with
everybody.
Yeah,
but like honestly, flash drives are nothing. You know, don't come to me with your music if it's not on the cloud.
Get a download card, man. That's what we're going to talk about.
Streaming culture. Okay. Yeah.
I picture being there. The first model walks in. I'm like, oh, a model. Then the second model, I'm like, well, they're together.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think anything that's hosted, I'm suspect. Like if the date is hosted, I don't know.
It's everything like, is hosted, though. You go to a restaurant, you got to see a host first. You go to a show, a comedy show, there's a comedy host.
Kimda's oddly defending speed dating, too.
Would when you look ever about do it, Keith?
I would do it. Yeah. In fact, I kind of wish I did because I'm curious what it was like. So next fight me and Kyle have, I'm running out real quick and finding a show.
Actually, that's what I remember. I remember always being in a relationship and going like, I wonder how well I'd do or how comfortable I'd be. It's like everyone is already deciding I'm not going to find the love of my life, but I might find a good conversation, might find a couple good dates, might find an in to how I feel about dating, which is negative. So I'm trying to find a better way.
Honestly, you're making a lot of sense and now I'm convinced.
All right.
So I'll go with you.
You want to go together?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because then we can have like a good date afterwards.
I picture everybody's into the same one person.
Yeah, I thought so too. Like there is the more charismatic.
Yeah, and it's me.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I don't go because nobody stands a chance, you know? Okay.
But also everyone's in the same position. Like you have to make conversation over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I kind of like it.
But we asked the audience, would you go speed dating? 46% say yes. 54% say no. I'm surprised there were so many no's.
I like 46% of our listeners. I would date at least 23% of them.
See?
So I'll let you know when my speed dating thing is.
Oh my God, so fun.
That'd be great if I filled it up with 10 people who I was thinking about dating. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's just do this.
Oh, so now you're going to produce it even more.
Yeah, as if there's like 10 people I just want to sleep with.
All of a sudden, it's a Keith and the girl speed dating event. Yeah.
Actually, I thought about that too if I was still...
This was a long shower.
If I'm still single next year, what if we have like the dating game?
Right. Get, right. Huh? We just let her go, right?
The chancy. It's chancy.
But how funny is that?
It's funny. Okay. It's really funny.
You guys seem very
is
nervous.
Is she looking at me?
I don't know what's happening. How about we worry about next month?
I thought you guys would be into it.
So it's April now. So dating is interesting. Let me tell you. I'm out here.
Yeah.
Just like our next guest. Usama.
Nice.
Usama Siddiqui.
Jussie Smollett is free with Usama Siddiqui, the man who is, quote, out here in these streets.
Mm-hmm. He's in the streets.
Usama could, or at least he thinks, he could just say anything. He says racist shit, sexist shit, but it all comes from this, like,
naive, charming place.
I wouldn't call it naive, but I would call it, like, there's like a... I don't know how to put this, but there's like a...
Childlike.
A pool of like ethnicities that like get together and suddenly it's okay to be racist. Do you know what I mean?
Like, as a white person? No, I don't.
I just learned about Green Book. I'm listening here.
Like, I get together with Xerxes and he'll make fun of like Arab culture and like Judaism and he's being accurate, so it's funny. Like, he's been around these ethnicities, and so the stuff that we're saying is hilarious. Usama is like just off. Like, oh, why are you saying that? Like, I get it, but I think you really mean it. It's really...
I think he was just trying. I mean, I totally get what you mean, but I think
he rides a line,
going for laughs sometimes. He's like, you know, Dominicans with their pregnancies. But and you're just sort of like, huh?
Believed
him. I know. And I,
it's like one level above.
Yeah, like, it's like, cool.
But he's so sweet and charming and also right. like open about ethnicities and just kind of going like, look, we're all different in this very specific way. Your traditions make you react this way, even as like a first, second generation. And I get that too, which is why that's what I'm thinking he comes from. It's like you recognize the difference between racism and, hey, this thing probably happened to you because you're in this country for this long. Ethnic parents are like this, blah, blah, blah. So he rides that line where I'm like, yeah, no, okay, see what you say. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. He's out here in these streets. That's
true. Thank you for the reminder.
Kind of the point that we're trying to make is that he is out here, as a matter of fact, and where he is at out here at is in these streets. Mm-hmm. Going to Japan.
Yeah. On someone else's dime. Killing it in the streets. The streets of Japan now. I like that. I like his attitude.
Well, I remember asking him, all right, are you beholden to this woman now? Because it sounds like you can date around, but are you allowed to date around when you're over there in Japan? And kind of said, no, of course you wouldn't be able to. And I'm like, I don't know. Let's see.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because some people also get turned on by it. Like, maybe I want to watch you hit on people or whatever. But for the most part, I think when people, even when they're open, when they're together, they're together. But yeah. You were right. That's a good question.
I just know he's out in the streets.
That's true. So that's true.
In these streets. Not in those streets. Right. In these streets. Stateside.
Would you guys feel comfortable with somebody bankrolling your vacation?
Well, when he says, no, I would only be having sex with her, mm-hmm. then that's a more serious thing to what he's pretending is a frivolous relationship. You have to take that in.
Oh, really? I just thought there's an arrangement of whether we had money or not. If we're going to Japan together, maybe let's focus on being in Japan together instead of like hitting on other people.
You think they're talking?
28, I think.
Yeah, they're not talking.
That's fair. But
I feel like I have been on a trip that somebody has paid more, at least more of for mm-hmm. than I have.
But like I said,
I'm a major catch, and I'm really beautiful and cool. So.
And you were able to control yourself and just be with this
gentleman?
But
we were in a relationship.
Oh, well,
so is that different?
Yes, because he's not acting like this is a relationship per se.
Right.
It's a thing.
Just one of those things. Yeah. You never know what happens in Japan.
Crazy. They have a very good, it's a good situation.
It's a goddamn mess. And I can't wait to see him again.
I mean, I just think that if we were able to get her in here and she hadn't heard his interview,
right?
Maybe it might be interesting to see those side by side, you know?
See, but I also think we're thinking of money from this perspective. There's a lot of people who, whatever that vacation cost, let's say it cost $5,000, and that's a lot of money. That's a high end. That might be like $500 to her.
I know.
So she might not be like, well, now you owe me because this is nothing. I really just want to hang out with you. There's no way that you can hang out doing the things I want to do unless I...
Right, but she wants to hang out with him enough to go to Japan with him. That's not like going to Coney Island. You know, it's a... it's traveling, it's mm-hmm. being in the airport and looking at each other and do you want a granola bar? Are you hungry? Like, where should we eat?
So does money have to change that dynamic if she has a different relationship with it?
No, I'm not even thinking about the money. Mm. I just think that, like, for a casual relationship where the two people aren't, like...
It's okay.
I don't know. It's just, like, going to Japan with somebody is not a casual outing. It's incongruous.
But they've been friends for a while, so it's not completely crazy to go with your friend who you sleep with, which I know is an extra thing, but if you already get along on such a great way, but you don't want to be exclusive. It's funny that we always just go, nah, that's not going to work because you're going to want exclusivity. You're going to want this, that, and the next.
I think it's going to work great. Oh. I just think it's less casual than Usama made it seem. Simply,
oh, I think it's just as casual as he's saying.
Okay.
For him.
And that's as casual as it gets. Whoever's the least casual, that's where your relationship is.
What do you think, Keith? Do I make sense?
You made sense.
You make sense.
But it will be a disaster. And the good news is he's going to have a bunch of new stand-up material. He'll change the facts and it'll be funny.
That's true. That's true.
But no, absolutely not. I don't know what people hem to seize walking around this world, but they never communicate with each other. And it's always a mess. So why wouldn't you just err on that side? Why would you err on the side that people
are adults? Because then you don't go to Japan.
People are adults and they communicate. This is going to end up a mess.
I mean,
I hope it doesn't.
You just started talking about his immaturity. That's how this whole thing started. Now he's going to be communicating.
But in this way, first of all, I don't think he's just lacking in communication. He's very intelligent and he does share thoughts very well.
I
wouldn't
seem to a crossword puzzle, but okay. What am I going to do? Now I have to call him stupid?
That is the ultimate test. But I think his easygoingness, like, lets you know where you stand in his life. Like, uh-huh. He's super sweet and warm every time you run into him.
He's easygoing. He could squat in a house and act like there's nothing to it.
True. But
not do it anymore. So that's a little trick, speaking of tricks. But okay.
Well, his career's doing better. He's at the Comedy Cellar now.
Hey, I hope you enjoy his wedding. I'm not saving a date.
Wow.
Yeah.
That should be the poll. Are you saving a date?
Speed date.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about Jesse?
Sure. The great
someone at the on the forums was disappointed with you.
Oh, I love that. I'm disappointed with this. Okay, I'm just gonna get right on that. I mean, you could be disappointed, but I don't think it helps to tell me that you're disappointed without telling me how
I was
in what way it could have been better.
They said I was disappointed in the way you handled the Jesse Smollett story. And to be honest, I wasn't 100% convinced that even meant us. I didn't know if it meant the government. But then Hender wrote, Mom?
Yeah.
And then he wrote, yeah, sure, okay, I guess.
Yeah, but that's the kind of conversation we're having. You're going, disappointed. I'm going, Mom, you're going, okay.
No, that's what I mean, though. But yeah. So once he goes, okay, I get it. I guess he's saying, yes, I was talking about you. And that's the end of it. Then I can't stop writing either. And I write as if I'm him. I was just going to tell you the other side, and now I'm not going to. I said on that show, what is the other side? This is all the proof out there. Just because they said the charges are dropped, you go, okay, guess there was a reason. And then on top of it, you defend the reason you don't know about? No, he most likely will have to pay another $130,000 to defray the cost of these cops looking at his bullshit case. So don't act like it's all just done.
But
it's
also,
weird to me, and that's all I was saying.
But also we said that we don't understand it, we don't know how this happened, and we're not really sure what this is, but here's all the information we know. We really were just going, I don't know, that seems weird, it seems fishy in a way. It seems like he got away with something, but at the same time, people are sort of happy about it, but very angry with him. But his situation is going to be shitty for a while. Is that good enough? I don't know. I don't know what's happening. It's very fucking weird. And so what we said is, this is weird. If that's not good enough for you, tell me. I would love to understand this.
Right. Well, just take a... It's a forms. You can communicate.
There's no character limit.
Say the sides that we're missing. But you don't know either. Is it because of a connection to Michelle Obama? Is
what?
Have a
I didn't hear about that thread.
Somebody he knows Michelle Obama, so there might have been a little phone call. But who knows? So I'm not going to throw that out there. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows if the producers of the show are like, fucking, let's get rid of, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a lot of power behind that show, which means there might be a lot of power behind him. Who yeah. knows? But it is a fucking weird case where we're like, we're just letting you know this is the information.
You know me. I don't play dumb.
Right. If there's something to be said, right. people find it and right. we'll make a big deal out of it.
They said not guilty or dropped the case. I go, no. I saw the same pictures you did. I saw the same video you did. I've read
and you
the
said
same
all that.
Proof you did.
Do you want to know dumb. What else forums user whose mm-hmm. name escapes me?
Right.
This show is...
It's mom.
What's hot in news and politics. Okay, don't get it twisted. The algorithm says this is what's hot. Okay, mm-hmm. we're out here in these streets. Thank
right.
you.
Right, thank you.
God bless America.
Forgot about that. That's a good mm-hmm. point. If you're out here in the streets...
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's not where my mom's at, so...
Is he acting... Did this guy on the forums, is he acting like I'm not out here in these streets?
Mm. I think he's trying to intimate that you are less than out here in these streets.
Mm. Oh, dude, man, I'm so fucking in these streets. What are you doing? Don't even imply I'm not up here in these streets.
You're up and out.
Ask somebody.
You're like northeast, southwest in these streets.
I am up, name a street. I'm probably, it's safe to say, up in there. How dare you?
All up in these streets yeah. with Keith Malley.
My girlfriend saw the forums and saw this person write that and called me and said, are you not up in these streets anymore? And I'm like, no, he's just a jerk off that really doesn't have a point of view. He's just mad
She's
about
like,
something.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, all right. I thought for a second you were not out here in these streets.
Because I put myself out there as if I'm the kid out there in these streets. And so to find out something different is going to throw her, which is understandable.
I thought I knew you.
Right.
I thought we had something. I thought you were out here in these streets.
Right. I'm glad she followed up. That could have been terrible.
Well, it's like...
She's opening your stand-up show. This is crazy.
If she took off her hair, right, and there was a wig all this time, is it okay that I can be upset because you misled me deliberately?
Yes.
Right. So of course you would be upset if you think I'm not up in these streets. I want an apology.
Yeah. Me too.
Thank you.
Nobody even did anything to me.
Right.
Usama's very loud. Mm-hmm. That's the last thing I'll say.
Yes. You should watch, if you're watching Keith, and I am sometimes, he's riding that...
mixer, yeah.
Yeah. He's just up and down with the microphones. Usama does not care.
I get a workout.
See, that's the beauty of this show last week on Keith and the Girl is that you do get so much behind the scenes. You do get so much a real look into mm-hmm. the technical side of things. You know, there is a slide.
Yes.
There is some motion on it.
And Keith Sand is definitely on that slide. Mm-hmm. The whole episode, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you're out in the streets.
Let me tell you something. This guy's name on the forums, I just looked it up. Stella the Great from Long Beach. Well, I say Stella the not so great.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You are in these streets. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Shots fired.
Not nice.
Holy shit.
Not nice. Days have gone by. You didn't even follow up after your clever. Yeah, okay, sure. Why not?
Yeah, okay, sure. Why not?
To mom?
What?
That would be what my mom said. I'm pretty sure it's my mom. Yeah. Well, she doesn't speak English very well, so.
I got to tell you something about mm-hmm. this person.
Yes.
They are not out here in these streets.
Just say, hey, I'm not out here in these streets. I like steak well done. Here's my opinion.
You got any dogs ready to attack me?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Come on. Come on.
All right.
What are we even doing it for then?
For the streets. Of course.
If these streets can talk, and they are, I am.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was the week, guys.
Yep.
Any final thoughts?
Such a good week. Hope to see you at Keith and the Girl Week.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I do want to let everybody know that @WhiteyPuzzleman is now on Twitter.
Ooh.
And my co-host Olivia is in charge of that, and she is so funny.
How do they follow?
Follow @WhiteyPuzzleman on Twitter.
Nice.
And Instagram.
Nice.
Well, you ready for a little surprise? Tomorrow's New York Times paper, I got an advanced copy. I put in all the answers into this podcast in different sentences.
Wow.
It's like a crossword puzzle within a crossword puzzle.
Metatextual, bro.
Yeah. Ooh, that's one of the answers.
I think that tomorrow's puzzle is actually by Natasha Lyonne.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You should do it.
All the answers are either Russia or doll.
They have celebrity guests doing it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm, that's fun.
But like I said last week, she's into right. it. She's a puzzle celeb.
That's somehow hotter. And she's already hot.
Right.
What other celebrities? Woody Harrelson?
Ooh, let me think. The list is pretty short. I know the comedian writer Megan Amram, who's okay. written on stuff, and some.
Okay, and on and on. Right.
et cetera. Bianca Brady.
Right.
You might know her.
The list goes on.
From this show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
All right.
What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Just a stranger on the bus. Pushing tables on two kids.
KateandTheGirl.com.